talking the other day about watching on Instagram a war game of who would win, the American army or 5 million Kermit the Frogs. Yeah, I don't really have a job. We all haven't got jobs, have we? Anyway, the American army lost to the 5 million Kermit the Frogs. And I said then, I was worried, how's that going to pan out in Iran? But now we see how it's panning out in Iran. We've got the American army versus 10 nutters in an Iranian bunker. But they're not, you know, they're not just 10, right? It's like 10% of the population support the regime. So it's 9 million people. So you've got the American army versus really 9 million people. You know, it's a numbers game, you know. Nobody thought Kermit the Frog would win, but he did. I hazard to think what's going to happen when Miss Piggy joins in, you know. Yeah, Iran, you know, Islam, they got beef with pork. Anyway, that's a pun, and this is my point. All comedy is trivial in the face of horror, isn't it, you know? Up comedy shortly after 9/11. I had the same feeling, you know. Comedy is irrelevant, you know. It's trivial in the face of horror. I don't know if you remember 9/11. It's when the Twin Towers in New York and the Pentagon were attacked by 5 million Kermit the Frogs. A lot of people said they were holograms, but they were very real. And shortly after 9/11, I walked to Mount Aspiring in New Zealand, and I gave up comedy. I just thought, the world is horrible, and if I give up comedy, I don't have to talk about the horrors of the world, you know. And of course, you can do stand-up comedy without talking about the horrors of the world. You can do puns, you know. Islam, they got beef with pork, you know. What do you do for a hobby, you know? And maybe that's what I should be doing. I'd be more popular, but my mind doesn't work that way. I can't do it. I can't do just comedy like that, because I've got skill. Anyway, after 9/11, walking to Mount Aspiring, I just thought, you know, walk away from comedy. Find the beauty in the world. I thought walking away from comedy was the noble thing to do. Turns out it was just the convenient thing to do. For me and my rivals. You know? Think of every successful comedian over the last 20 years. They all got successful because of my absence. I can't let that happen again. Seriously, how much shit is out there on TikTok? It's rising. We need to fight against it. There are about 100 good comedians out there, including me, battling out there night after night against 5 million Muppets. We need to defeat them. When the world gets ugly, we all want to withdraw, but don't. Engage.